I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, it is week 21 already. Let's help set those lineups next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Friday, August 19th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's take a look at the schedule for next week. It is all spread out. We have five teams with five games. That includes the Diamondbacks, the Tigers, the Pirates, the Giants, and the Nationals. 16 teams with six games, seven teams with seven games, and two lucky teams with eight games, the Cubs and the Cardinals. Starter sit these fringy two-start pitchers for next week, Scott. Noah Syndergaard versus the Reds and the Pirates.
Well, I will mention, you know, you said all those teams have five games. I have only 26 two-star pitchers on the schedule for this week. It being so light, there are just fewer options to choose from. And so I think that makes somebody like Noah Syndergaard a more obvious yes than he'd normally be, especially with matchups as favorable as the Reds and the Pirates.
Eric Lauer at the Dodgers and at home versus the Cubs.
Yeah, same for him. I mean, obviously that's a scary first matchup against the Dodgers, but Eric Lauer has been pretty reliable, and to get that extra start in there, I think he's going to be worth it in most leagues.
All right, Scott, this is why you get paid the big bucks. Lucas Giolito at the Orioles and versus the Diamondbacks.
It's so annoying. It's happened so many times this year where the pitcher with the great track record is just on a terrible run. And then right at the moment you're ready to pull the plug, he lines up for two great matchups. I could only do it in a points league. You know, you sell out a little harder for volume in that format. You can take a little more damage from a pitcher's ERA and whip. So I think I'd do it there, but I couldn't do it in a categories league.
Zach Plesac at the Padres and at the Mariners.
I don't think so. Pass on him.
Domingo Germán versus the Mets and at the A's.
Pass on him as well.
All right. Well, let's get into the two start pitchers to add and stream for next week. Who do you have there?
Edward Cabrera, I think, particularly given the two star landscape this week, is an obvious yes. Very talented pitcher. Higher ground ball rate than Sandy Alcantara. Swinging strike rate on par with Gerrit Cole. Four pitches with a whiff rate of 30% or better. And, polar matchups here, Oakland and the Dodgers. But still, I say yes to Edward Cabrera.
All right. Anyone else that you're looking to add for next week?
Yeah, Nick Lodolo gets the Phillies and the Nationals. The Phillies matchup could be tough, but, you know, his last start was against the Phillies, and it went really well. Love Lodolo with that curveball if he can keep the walks under control. I like Jeffrey Springs. He gets the Angels. Really good matchups. Really good matchup there. Red Sox is a middling matchup, but you know the ratios have been nice for Springs all season, and the two starts will help address the volume issue that he has. And then further down the list here, I have Ross Stripling, who came off the IL, took a no-hitter into the seventh inning in his last start, ERA below 3 for the year. I'm still skeptical of it, but two matchups, Red Sox and Angels, I think that makes Stripling worth using, if only in points leagues.
Single start streamers, you have a group of four, and they are blank.
They are Cole Irvin, who gets the Marlins at home. Irvin's great at home, and the Marlins are the worst team against left-handed pitchers by a lot. So I think Irvin's a good choice. Jesus Luzardo is going to pitch for the Marlins in that same series in Oakland. Good place to hit, bad lineup. So I go with Luzardo. George Springer gets the Nationals. That's a good matchup. Kyle Gibson gets the Pirates. That's a good matchup.
George Kirby.
George gets Kirby. The Nationals. I think that's the second time I've done that on this In Five podcast. I don't see, I tend to talk faster since I know we only have 5 minutes and I don't think my brain can keep up with my mouth. So sorry about that. George Kirby.
Full transparency, we are recording this very late at night. So Scott, I will not hold it against you. Some hitter matchups for next week. The best hitter matchups: the White Sox, the Rays, the Astros, the Phillies, and the Rangers. The worst hitter matchups: Dodgers, Guardians, Nationals, D-backs, and the Tigers. With that being said, your sleeper hitters for next week.
My favorite two, their teams aren't included in those best hitter matchups, but they're Vinny Pasquantino and Vaughn Grissom. They happen to be rostered in less than 80% of CBS sports leagues still, and they deserve to be started everywhere. So, you know, they have to be number one and two on the list for me. But, you know, you mentioned the Rangers have the fifth best matchup, so that puts Nate Lowe on the list. That puts Leody Taveras on the list. He's looked good. He's continued to look good, even though we've had our doubts about him. The Mets, they're not among the teams with the five best, but they have good matchups nonetheless, and only one left-hander on the schedule, Brett Beatty. The recent call-up, I think, is worth using. You know, he's impacted the ball well off lefties anyway, but being a left-handed hitter, you'd prefer him against the righties. Off the beaten path here with a couple of names: Derek Hall of the Phillies, only 20% rostered. Jose Siri of the Rays, only 2% rostered. Their teams are among the five with the best hitter matchups. In Hall's case, only one lefty on the schedule. He sits against lefties, so that's good. All the games are at home, where he's absolutely crushed it. Good power hitter when he has the right matchup, so take a shot on him. Jose Siri has become the true everyday center fielder for the Rays. They don't have many everyday players, but he's been one. He's been stealing some bases. The production isn't quite there, but the underlying numbers are interesting and the matchups are good. So truest form of a sleeper there in Jose Siri.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.